So in this Torah, Rabbi Nachman is telling us something very profound about what it means to have a person that guides you. And it's coming out of this idea that there are two different kinds of disputes. There are disputes that bring life and disputes that just bring death, right? There's disputes, different opinions. There's a thesis and antithesis. Can it bring a synthesis, or does it just create riff and destruction, right? Can there be a fruitful conversation that brings forth life, or is it just people screaming at each other? And sadly, today in today's world, that's what it feels like whenever you watch the news, that nobody's able to have a fruitful conversation. But Rabbi Nachman is talking about within Torah, within Yiddishkeit, there are those who are trying to bring fruitful conversations, and those who aren't. And usually the people, even though they can be a rabbi, they can be a rebbe, they're not bringing fruitful conversation because they're not trying to create a reality where there's ability to draw advice. And Rabbi Nachman is talking about advice. Advice in Hebrew is eitzah, comes from the word tree, right? It's not by chance that when Gandalf needs advice, he has to go to Treebeard. For those who are holding in Rabbi Nachman's stories, known as Lord of the Rings, in his pen name J.R.R. Tolkien, it's the Treebeard, the tree who gives you advice. Why is it in Judaism an advisor called a tree? And why is it advice called a tree? And at the end of the day, it's the idea that a tree is a live organism that takes a dead mineral, takes inanimate objects that are useless because they're not alive, and integrates them. And through the integration of the inanimate and the integration of the dead minerals, he's able to produce fruit, produce ideas from within that, from within the dead minerals. And when a person, a true person, is giving advice, that's usually how it works. You know, a friend of mine comes to me and he shares with me all these information about from his life that to him is just dead information. He doesn't know what to do with it. It's all dead. And then if I'm able to be a true friend to him, I'm able to take the advice, the dead minerals that he gives me, and I do the idea of a tree. I'm an advisor now. I'm a treer. I take the dead information that he gives me, the inanimate data, and through integration, through really listening and hearing and doing this work, I'm taking the dead minerals, I'm taking the dead information and turning it into a fruit. That's the idea. And that's why a fruitful conversation is a conversation that brings forth fruit versus a conversation that is a destructive conversation. Rabbi Nachman is saying that a person who, there's two types of people in the world. There's a type of person who is always trying to produce advice and trying to take the minerals and bringing them out, and there's somebody who does the opposite. He actually eats the fruit, and all he does is produces excrements. All he does is produce dead waste that's not helpful. And that's why people who don't have advice, people who don't have this avodah of connecting to the Torah through true advice, then all their conversation is just toilet talk, right? That's how Rabbi Nachman is quoting the Yiddish, I guess it's a phrase where people are just like, you know, that's the conversation for the bathroom, right? There's nothing useful. Nothing useful happening. It's just like people sitting in the bathroom and waiting for their excrements to get out, and they're just yapping and talking. There's nothing conversation that is actually meaningful. And Rabbi Nachman says a person who doesn't have connection to the books of the Torah, at the end of the day, he's also going to be boiled in that, right? It's not only that your advice is get that you're instead of having advice, fruitful things, all you have is you know, to, you know, this excrements that are not useful, right? But more so, a person who doesn't have a connection to the Torah, then his punishment is that he is going to be punished by excrements, right? Meaning that's all he is at the end of the day. So Kadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. If all you produce in this world is just body waste, right? I mean, we look at today's world and the amount of garbage, the amount of sewage that comes out of the metropolitan area is just beyond normal, right? If all you did in your life, 70 years living here, was make it worth it for the plumbing agency to run the plumbing, right? Meaning, is that all you did? Then at the end of the day, that's going to be your punishment. So Rabbi Nachman telling us something very deep. First of all, there's a contrast between fruitful conversations and advice and bathroom excrements, if you may. And Rabbi Nachman is really telling us that there's two types of people in the world. And a person can literally be called a Rebbe. What's better than a Rebbe? And yet, still, all of everything that he's actually saying is just toilet conversations. And this is something very scary and very deep also to understand, that your relationship with the Torah is going to be your relationship with how you look at things, right? The Torah is, at the end of the day, for some people, is going to come forth as, you know, dead information, right? Meaning you're not allowed to wear wool and linen. Great. What do I do with that? What do I do with that? Amazing. So a person who doesn't have a relationship with the ability to have things as trees, then right, he doesn't have anything to do with that inanimate information. But the true person, the person who's truly trying to learn Torah, that's how you learn Torah. For anybody who's been involved in Gemara learning per se, it's like, okay, what do I do with this information? You have to literally become a tree to take this dead information, not dead information, but this very this the information, the way it's presented, and say to myself, like, what is the Tosfot really saying, right? What am I, how do I really understand this piece, this idea? How do I really connect to this? And that's our avodah. And if a person makes fun and mocks the Torah books because he's not able to do that work, then he is going to get the punishment in the same measure as the way he's acting. We should be zochah.